You've been thinking about it for some time now. You'd like to see that policy changed. Well, that's what the Policy Development Process, or PDP, is there for. Anyone in the community can propose a change to a policy that already exists, or even propose a new policy if they want. So, how do you go about proposing changes to a policy?
The first thing you need to do is to get a copy of the template from the RIPE website. This is simply a form that makes sure you provide all of the information that's needed. There is some information about you needed and the date that you are submitting the proposal. Then some information about the proposal itself. You might want to propose that an existing policy is abandoned altogether, or just changed. Or you might want to propose a completely new policy. And the changes that you are proposing, are they permanent or just for a while? All of these are possible. The last thing that you're going to need to add to the proposal is a description of the policy proposal you're making. You'll need to think about the reasons why the change is a good idea and give some arguments for and against the change. If you have any questions about the PDP or need assistance in drafting your proposal, the RIPE NCC has a policy development officer who will be happy to help you.
What do you do with the template now? Well, you can submit the template as soon as you have completed it. You might want to discuss the ideas of your proposal on the working group mailing list before you send the template to the working group chair. Getting some feedback from the working group before you finish the template might help you to fine-tune some of the details of your proposal and give you an idea of how the community will react to your ideas.
When you're happy with the proposal template, you can send it to the chair of the working group that deals with the subject of your proposal. Not sure which working group is the right one? Check out the RIPE website. You'll be able to find out more information about the working groups there. The working group chair will have the proposal published on the RIPE website with all of the other current policy proposals. You'll be able to follow its progress. Your proposal will be given a number and will enter the next phase of the PDP, the discussion phase.
Here are some pages on the RIPE website that you may find useful. Now, why not take a look at part 4 of this PDP learning module and see how to take part in the discussions about policies in the PDP.